matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Now my next guest gets to follow that, Fiona O'Driscoll from the Burren Lowlands Group. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you today?
I'm very good and thanks very much for joining us. You've got an important meeting coming up next week. There's no denying the success of the Wild Atlantic Way, but we're looking to move them in a little bit off the coasts as well. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, Fáilte Ireland are going to be in the Lady Gregory and Gort next Tuesday night at 7:30. The plan for them and for us in the Burren Lowlands is that they're going to create loops of the Wild Atlantic Way. And they have started one in the Shannon Development Area in May. And we're the next. So they're going to have two routes. One is going to join Gort to the coast with Ballyvaughan and Kinvara and Curraghfinn. And the second one, and these aren't made in stone, they're going to tell us exactly next week. The second one then is going to connect Gort into Slievachty, Loughrea, Oranmore, Crothwell, that area. So, yeah, I think it'll do two things, Gavin. I think, A, it's going to bring people out of the coast, which is a little bit shocked at the moment, a bit choked, as in most countries when something is that spectacular, you know. And secondly, I think it is going to bring a better economy to those of us that are slightly inland. And it's going to be a win-win because you can come on your holidays to the west of Ireland, go to the Burren and the Burren Lowlands, and you've got the coast and you've got inland. And we've some amazing places around here. So, you know, we can do itineraries for half a day, for a week in this area alone.
A week?
And we have been doing. Yeah, we could do, yeah. Between Galway, between Clare, even bringing Limerick into the whole thing. I mean, there is so much to do.
Okay.
And a lot of free things to do as well, you know, when you have children and families. And this is what people are looking for.
Absolutely. And tell me, how is it going to work, do you think? And I know it's already, as you mentioned, up and running for a couple of bits further down the coast, but how is it going to work to get a family, for example, who come to Ireland to take in a coastal drive? How are you going to get them to turn on the indicator and turn inland?
I suppose when Fáilte Ireland get behind this, which they have done, they have been fantastic, they'll sell it abroad, first of all, which is something that we can't do. Now, we have a little tourist office in the square in Gort, and it has been phenomenal the last 3 years. They found us. How, I don't know, but I suppose Shannon Airport is on our doorstep. People are coming to see Coole Park. People are coming to see Tour Ballylees, which opened last year. I think it's going to be a two-pronged approach. It's going to be Fáilte Ireland on the abroad side, and then we keep pushing what we're doing here. And I suppose Fáilte Ireland works for our country as well. You know, Irish people will check Fáilte Ireland website when they're going on holidays in Ireland. So it's just a matter of being sold, I think. And we have done a lot of work ourselves. And we've been encouraging a lot of people who will come into us and say, we really want to go to Westport or Galway City. And we'll say, they're fabulous places. But do you know what we have in North Clare and South Galway? And then they go, wow, we didn't know. So imagine when that's sold, what that will do for this area.
So you're really behind this. You see great things.
Oh, I look at, you know, as you know, like, I mean, Gort, South Galway, North Clare have suffered hugely with floods in the last 9 to 10 years. Farmers are just about coming around in this area, and I've lived it both personally and professionally with my business, so I can tell you, we are so behind this. We know what we have. We know the product is there. It just needs a bit of help. And that's where Fáilte Ireland have been really, really good. They're the professionals. They're the ones that know what they're doing. But I think in a couple of years, South Galway, North Clare, you know, I think we're going to see a difference. And it doesn't solve everything. It's only a part of it. But don't forget, tourism in the Burren and the Burren Lowlands, it isn't just for the summer. You've hikers, you've walkers. There is an industry there that they can do in Wales and Scotland and England. And I've seen this in wintertime and in the autumn. We can do that here. We just have to believe in ourselves, and we just have to have a little bit of help and a buy-in from the community. And that's where I'm urging everybody to come next Tuesday night. You know, I mean, look at Loch Rainey, look at Killinane, look at Loch Bunny. These are beautiful places, but they're not being explored, you know. So I think a little bit of help from everybody. It can't just be the Burren Lowlands. It can't just be Fáilte Ireland. The businesses, the lay people, tidy towns. You know, we have to get behind this because this is our one chance now to get this right.
Okay.
It's not going to happen again. So we need to make it work.
And you said that you want everybody to come, but who in particular should come to an event like this? I mean, if I'm running a B&B or something along those lines, I'm thinking that they'll definitely be there.
Well, I think if you're a publican, if you are in the cafe industry, if you are producing food, if you've got a B&B or a hotel and you're in this area, I mean, why wouldn't you go? You are showing your support for it, and in turn, hopefully, you'll get a reward in the next couple of years. I mean, if I give you an example, I pass Kilmacdua. I'm not sure if you're aware of it. That's the Leaning Tower, and it's an amazing abbey monastery. And like 3 years ago, you would not have seen a car there. Now you're seeing camper vans, bicyclists, you're seeing buses, the whole lot. And while you want to be careful of places like that, it's a working graveyard, but people now, and it's in the middle of nowhere, they're finding that because we're sending them there. And that's a small little office. So can you imagine if a powerhouse like Fáilte Ireland is sending people there? I think it would just be amazing. Mm. And I think it's a case of let's not work against each other as in towns and villages. Let's work together. Like let's Kinvara and Gort and Carfin and Tubber and Ardrahan. Let's all just come together. You know, and
sell the region,
not the town. Mm. You know, and that's really important. And I think it's something that we have to get better at: is sell the region.
And you mentioned the example there at Kilmacdu, and there's plenty of others around as well, which, to use your own term, they're not being exploited. And yet at the same time, you also talked about the Wild Atlantic Way getting choked. I mean, a balance will have to be struck here. But am I getting too far down the road in being worried about too many visitors?
I don't think so, because I think when you start seeing, and this will be down to signage as well, when you start seeing people doing both, it will give an awful lot of relief to places like Ballyvaughan and Kinvara that you know have an awful lot of traffic going through them. If you take, say, even 30% out of that for the first year, I'm being very optimistic because that's the type of person I am, but if you're taking them off that road for 6 months of the year, that will give relief to those areas. But people will come and go. They'll come in and they'll come out. You know, and I do this a lot in the UK with my kids. We do this a lot. And it just makes sense. You can base yourself in one and visit the other, or vice versa. And it's never been rocket science, but I think it's just we have to believe that this is going to work. I mean, no one knew how well the Wild Atlantic Way was going to work. I think they knew it was going to be successful, but I'm not sure anyone thought it was going to be as good as it is. And look at the west of Ireland, all the way up to Donegal. Little villages have come alive that were dead. We need to do the same inland now and give those a chance, you know.
Okay.
And places like Snaglish and Tubber, and you know, imagine if B&Bs are sprouting up there. They will then feed into the economy. And I think it would be lovely to see much more B&B signs hanging outside in rural areas. Farming, for example, you know, a lot of people now who are farmers, some of them are, they're building little chalets onto their houses, their B&Bs, their guest houses. It's very simple stuff, but it can be done well.
Okay, well, hopefully that can be the case. I know that additional meetings along these lines will be held later by in Kinvara, in Loughrea, and in Carfin
right,
as well.
That's
In particular this morning, Tuesday in Gort.
Well, yes, and I would urge people to go to whichever one suits them, you know, but to definitely get to one of them. But for the Burn Lowlands area, if you can come to Gort, 7:30 next Tuesday night, we'd be delighted.
And that's at the Lady Gregory Hotel. Fiona O'Driscoll from the Burn Lowlands Group. The very best of luck with it.
And thanks so much for supporting us always. You have done from the start.
Happy done. Happy to do it. Thank you very much.
Gavin.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye. Fiona O'Driscoll there from Burren Lowlands.
Show me the money!
We can show you the money. All of the money. But you need to get yourself a Radio Bingo book today. Why? Because next Tuesday's jackpot is €14,000. So, all together now, show me the money!
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.